I found came across an article in a national publication this week that got me thinking about, could this really, really happen? Apparently, there will be a time, according to some very smart people, that you will actually be able to go to a store and make a transaction, and all you will have to do to pay is say your name. The clerk will be able to compare your face with the photo on an iPad screen. There'll be perhaps some voice recognition analyses, and that'll be it. And when you think about it, I mean, think about, I'm old enough to remember when you went to the bank. Remember that? You went to the bank, or when you went on a trip, you know what you got? You got traveler's checks. Do they still have traveler's checks? And cell phones. I remember when I started out as a reporter, we didn't have cell phones. And this really shocks a lot of our interns. And we had two-way radios, and we talked in code. We talked in code. There was a code for like a homicide and a code for this, because we knew that the other stations could hear our two-way radios. We thought that was very high-tech. Remember pagers? They were really cutting edge. Well, think about all of this. Think about it. And think about this technology, this facial and voice recognition technology, because some of the analysts say this is where we eventually are going. And I just, for me, it's hard for me to kind of get my mind around those kinds of things. Julio Ojeda Zapata is a guy who makes his living getting his mind around those kinds of things. He is, of course, the tech columnist for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Julio, thank you so much for coming on. I'm having a hard time imagining a world where you don't need cash and you don't even need plastic. I mean, is that really a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, that day is here. In fact, not just a couple of months ago, I wrote a column about a service called Square, which lets you, on your phone, you basically just keep a little digital wallet with cards for all the different coffee shops and restaurants that you want to eat at that use the Square technology. And then say you're walking up to the coffee shop and you know you want to order some coffee and a donut or whatever. You tap the little card on your phone, you open a tab, I'm making air quotes here, open a tab, and then when you do that, the iPad-based register at the store knows that you're coming in, so you just walk up, say, I want a coffee, I want a donut, the guy looks at the iPad, sees the photo, verifies that you're the person that is paying. He hands you the coffee, he hands you the donut, you walk away. You'll notice during the whole process, you never reached into your pocket or your purse for a credit card. The whole thing just happened with your phone basically communicating directly with the iPad.
And where is the money coming out of?
Your checking account? No. With Square, what you do is you open a free account that's hooked into your bank account.
Okay.
Like if you have a bank or credit union account, your Square account, which is free to open, is you just basically give Square some banking information, and then whenever you make a purchase, that gets deducted out of your bank account.
All right. And Square, because this is just one of these kinds of things, does take a certain percentage of each transaction. I believe it's 2.75%, as do credit card companies. Is that taken off at the retailers?
Well, that's if you,
end of it?
That is if you are accepting a payment. Like, for instance, at the Pioneer Press every year, there's a charity sale where we sell a whole bunch of swag for charity. And I run that sale, and when I'm running that sale, I'm sitting at a table with my iPad and a little Square card reader plugged in. And then when people make a purchase, they hand me their credit card. I swipe the card, take their payment. But then at that point, Square takes a cut of that with the...
Oh, so you guys are using it at the Pioneer Press for your little sale.
I'm the same as the coffee shop. When I'm running my sale, I'm exactly the same as the coffee shop or the restaurant that's using Square to take payments. I'm the cash register. People are coming up and paying me, and then Square takes a little cut of that. But then just reverse the roles, and I'm in the role of a customer instead of a merchant. I'm walking into the coffee shop. As I'm walking in the door, they already know who I am because they can see me on their iPad. I just ask for coffee. I ask for a donut, and I just tell them, you know, put it on Julio's account. They look at the right button. Oh yeah, Julio, he's right here. Cap, you know, I've consummated my purchase. I just walk away. It's very, very cool.
And
so basically, I use Square both ways. I use it as a customer when I'm buying things, and I use it as a merchant when I'm selling things.
When you're running this in-house thing at the Pioneer Press, what can you give me a list of some of the businesses that are using Square right now?
My mind is blank, but there's a. You know, you can put it on your website later on, but there's a Chinese restaurant in downtown Minneapolis, the name of which is escaping me. There's a whole bunch of coffee shops in Minneapolis that are doing this. I'm really sorry, my memory is failing.
Oh, that's okay. But there are actually businesses that are doing it. And then you get onto your phone and you access this, and because you've got sort of an account set up with this particular Chinese restaurant, and the facial recognition part of this at the restaurant. I mean, you know, how do they make sure that it's really you, or is it because of that connection?
When you open a Square account to do this, you upload a picture of yourself to your account. So when your account flashes on their iPad, they see the little picture of yourself that you uploaded earlier.
Okay, couldn't somebody, a scammer, a con artist, kind of make themselves up to look like Julio and tap into your account? I mean, what about that?
But they wouldn't be able to have, you know, as they're walking in the door, they wouldn't be able to have, you know, my account pop up on the iPad.
Oh, okay. They'd have to not only look exactly like you, they'd also have to have your phone with the access to your account.
Exactly. But the bottom line here is, you never reach into your purse or your pocket for cash. You never reach into your purse or your pocket for a credit card. Everything is done with your phone. Your phone is in your pocket and it's communicating with the iPad in the store. You know, your phone is the customer and the iPad is the merchant. They're just talking to each other and they say, you know, aren't these human beings silly? You know, we'll take care of it for them.
Wow. Okay. So Square is out there. I mean, how many businesses? I mean, you obviously are extremely plugged in. I mean, how many local businesses? Do you have any read for how many are already using this technology?
Dozens. All you have to do is go on your iPhone or on your Android phone. Just download the Pay with Square app.
Okay.
Just do that, and then it has a little directory built into it. And you can look for places that are near you.
Okay. And the apps are great. I love it. I think I'm going to try this. As far as from a consumer standpoint, if you put your consumer hat on, Julio, is there any downside at all that you see?
Not really. I hate messing around with cash. I'm growing and increasing impatient with the whole credit card routine where I'm in a rainbow and I'm having to swipe my card and, you know, sign, and it's all, you know, when you do this Square stuff, and by the way, other companies are copying Square, so Square isn't the only one doing these days. Other companies like PayPal are unveiling, you know, similar things, but this is so cool and so easy and so effortless that once you've tasted this, it's awfully hard to go back to the old way.
Interesting. Okay, so go to this kind of the Square app if you've got an iPhone or an iPad. Let me ask you this. Do you think in any way, though, you mentioned how effortless this is, and my guess is Julio Zepeda, Julio Ojeda Zepeda, he is the tech columnist for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and he's talking about this new technology that allows people to You don't need cash. You don't need credit cards. It's all set up really online. You access these accounts that you set up via an app. The store has to be signed up as well. I would think that maybe because it is so effortless, which is the word you used, that people might be encouraged saying, well, gee, it's so effortless to do this. It might not feel like you're spending real money. And suddenly Julio's got this huge account that he's run up at the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, but the same thing applies when with a credit card. You know, if you're using your debit card, if you overdo it, you know, it's the same thing. It sort of works out the same way. I'm looking at the column that I wrote, and I'm refreshing my memory. The Urban Bean coffee shops, there are two of them in Minneapolis. Urban Bean does this. The AHSAWAN restaurant, which is a Chinese restaurant in downtown Minneapolis, does that. The very cool Beach Coffee House in Minneapolis does this. And at each one of those places, if you walk in, they're using iPads as their cash registers. And so you don't have to do this magical phone talking to the iPad thing. You can just pay with your credit card, and they have a little swiper attached to the iPad, and they can just swipe your card.
Okay.
They can even say cash. But if you know how to use this Pay with Square business, it's a lot easier, a lot more effortless.
And obviously, this kind of thing is growing. I mean, you and I are talking about it. You've written a column about it. And those businesses that are hooked up this way, people are going to go there.
And so I think you were referring to the Fortune article. Is that correct?
Yeah, New York Times article. This week,
okay.
About, yeah.
There's a front page story, a Fortune magazine story about how the how cash and credit cards are going away. It's the same deal. But we're going into a future where your phone, all your transactions are going to happen with your phone. There's a variation on this. There's a technology called near field communication, which is coming on the scene. Telephones that have the near field communication built into them can talk to other near field communication devices. This is a completely different deal. So hypothetically, if your phone has NFC built into it, and you walk into a merchant that has an NFC terminal, you can put your purchases on the counter and then tap your phone against the terminal, and then the phone and the terminal will talk to each other, and that will consummate the transaction. So instead of using a credit card, you just take the phone, tap it to the terminal, you're done. So that's coming. That's completely different from this other Square business. It's a completely different way, but the common thread here again is the phone sort of being, you know, the center of your purchasing existence. Your credit cards never come out of the wallet. The cash never comes out of the pocket. It's all done with your phone.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, it is a brave new world out there. Very cool. And I think I'm just on your advice. I think I may just try and download that Square app.
Yeah. So three steps. It's very easy. Create a Square account. Download the Square app. There are two apps. One app, if you want to sell things, like if you want to settle up at a restaurant, everybody can do it via Square. Like one guy can take everybody else's credit cards, and that's how you settle up a meal with your friends at a restaurant. So there's an app for that for you to take payments, and then there's another app if you want to pay.
Oh, I see. So I go to dinner with five of my friends, and there's an app so that they can actually pay me. So I'm not getting hooked, you know, on the hook for the whole bill.
That's exactly what I do when I'm meeting with a bunch of friends.
Cool.
I say, everybody hand me your credit card, swipe, 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 swipe. They all pay me, and then I just pay the bill with my card.
Wow. All right. Well, and, you know, when I say everybody hand me my credit card, I get dirty looks. But anyway, Julio, always a pleasure. Very, very interesting stuff. And obviously, I'm sure this is where we are all headed. It's hard for those of us who are not quite there yet to wrap our heads around it. But I appreciate your insights. And as always, you can be read in the St. Paul Pioneer Press, Julio Ojeda Zapata.
And I'll send you guys a link to my column, and you can just post it on your website.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Julio.
See ya.
All right. Very cool. It's the future.